This shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, we're still doing this shouldn't be a thing here at Matt and Air on Air. If you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Calvin and me. Jane says, I think that email is still up and running. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Jane says at civicmedia.us. If you want to send us a story, a guest idea, anything that's on your mind, send it that email. We'll be lucky and we'll be happy to receive it. Today's, it is the Not Without My Daughter edition. This coming from The Independent, which means it's very, very high quality, high class, Calvin. The Independent's a very, very top shelf newspaper. A woman is suing the IRS to get pets classified as dependents and eligible for tax deductions. That's right, pet owners. Someone finally has our backs. A lawyer and her golden retriever are suing the Internal Revenue Service to try and get pets classified as legal dependents, a change that would have some tax benefits for pet owners. It says here, Canine Finnegan, Mary Reynolds, and her owner, attorney, wow, Canine Finnegan, Mary Reynolds. That's a really long name, Calvin. That's kind of, okay, all right, I don't like that. Let's call it Finnegan. An attorney, Amanda Reynolds, has filed a lawsuit in Eastern District of New York, arguing that the pooch relies entirely on Reynolds for food, shelter, medical care, training, transportation, and more. Reynolds argues that Finnegan, an 8-year-old golden retriever, has no independent income, resides exclusively with her. Sounds like a moocher, actually, Calvin, if I've ever heard one. I mean, you get it, right? When's this dog going to get a job?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit my dog down and I'm going to be like, Willie, you know, you're kind of a freeloader around here.
Yeah. Yeah. Times are tough. I don't know if you know this, but egg prices are going up. You need to get a job, Maybell. The dog resides exclusively with her and has annual expenses exceeding $5,000. All requirements for legal human dependence under the IRS rule. Now, this is under this shouldn't be a thing, but I'm not going to lie. I kind of want this to be a thing. Calvin, what do you think?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is an interesting concept. I don't want to dismiss it completely, but I think it's a little ridiculous because you get to choose to have it. I mean, I guess you choose to have children too,
yes.
But
yes, they're not
fair enough.
Yeah. I was going to say, here's a baby and you just leave. That's not how that works. No, it says, quote, for all intent and purposes, Finnegan is like my daughter and is definitely a dependent. The case reads, noting that while the subject may seem unusual, it's not frivolous or meritless. And I don't totally disagree with it, honestly, because you are spending this money on this pet and they are providing no income to help. But I don't. Okay. So here's my thought. Is if you are against this, you have to then be against certain groups like corporations getting massive tax breaks. Because let's put it this way. If we allowed people to do this, I think that'd be nice. You're giving these massive tax breaks to corporations and rich people. Okay, whatever. You know what we're going to do for you? You can write off your dog or your cat. You can write off a certain amount on your medical expenses for those pets. There you go. We're the IRS. We kind of care. I think this would be a lovely thing to do, and I'm totally for it. I don't have a dog that costs me that much money, I believe, a year. I actually should go back and look at this year's expenses. But still, I am for this. Calvin, I believe that you are against it.
I don't even necessarily want to say I'm against it. I just am not understanding the logistics. Every person is a legal entity in the eyes of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Pets currently aren't. You don't have to register. I don't have to like go to City Hall and say I have a dog.
Yes, you do. You have to get a pet license.
Well, I'm from the country, Greg. I mean,
Shirking responsibility out there in Eagle, Wisconsin.
Do you know, Greg, that's actually a good point. I didn't even know that.
Okay. Well, now you know, and knowing's half the battle. And PJ's going to get the last word on this one. He says, I'm waiting for my cat to get a job. That's right, PJ. Moochers, they're takers, not makers. And that's another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.